dictation, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Can you please state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is David Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, isn't it true that you once lived at 147 River Avenue?
That's certainly right.
Do you still reside at that address?
No, I don't. I moved several houses down to 157 River Avenue.
Is that still on the same general road?
Correct.
Could you summarize your education for me?
I completed the 10th grade in high school.
Did you ever receive your GED?
No, I didn't.
Have you had any training at perhaps a vocational school of some type?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever received any type of license?
Well, I did go to real estate school for a short period of time. However, I dropped out before I completed my degree.
Mr. Rogers, I am going to show you a copy of some responses your attorney submitted to us in this case. Is this a copy of the responses that you signed in this case?
Yes, I believe it is. However, I can't read it since I didn't bring my glasses to the deposition.
Let me read the answer to response number one for you. That answer indicates that you have been unable to work since February 10, 2001. Is that a correct response?
No, it is not.
What is a correct date then?
Actually, it is February 10, 2002.
The year is incorrect. Is that the problem?
Yes, it seems I basically put down the incorrect year. Sometimes I get my years backward.
I understand. I do that too sometimes. Can you tell me why you have been unable to work since February 10, 2002?
Yes, it is because of the severe pain I have in my right knee and ongoing knee damage.
When you say ongoing knee damage, what exactly do you mean?
I mean the cartilage in my knee is completely missing and I have a lot of major damage in that area.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most unbearable, could you rate the existing pain in your knee today?
At what particular time of day?
Does it vary during the day?
Yes, it definitely varies.
Let's begin with the morning. How is the pain when you actually get up in the morning?
In the morning, I would estimate the pain is at its absolute worst. It is definitely a 10 in the morning.
Then what happens after you are up moving your body? Does the pain increase after you begin walking?
No, after I begin walking and my body gets used to the amount of pain, it seems to decrease a bit.
What kinds of projects are you able to accomplish in the day? Are you able to work at all at this particular time?
No, I am unable to work, actually.
When you are home during the afternoon, what sorts of projects do you accomplish?
Well, it depends on how I am feeling that particular day. Sometimes I am able to go outside and do a little bit of yard work.
What particular kinds of projects do you do in the yard?
Well, sometimes I push the mower a little bit, and sometimes I can enter the garage and clean up that area.
When you are home, approximately how many hours a day are you on your feet, would you estimate?
I would say every day is completely different. There are particular days I remain on my feet totally, and particular days I cannot move at all.
Give me an estimate of how many hours you may be outside doing yard projects on an average day.
On an average day, I will be outside for several hours.
During that time, do you experience any pain in your knee?
Yes, I do. I always have pain in that area. Sometimes it is less, sometimes it is more. It just depends on my activity level.
Are you able to lift heavy boxes during this time?
No, I am unable to lift anything. It causes too much pain in that area.
How many times have you seen a doctor for the pain you are suffering?
I have been to the doctor's office about 5 times in several years.
Do you only go to see the doctor once a year?
That's approximately correct. Sometimes if I get sick, I will go more regularly, but just to check on my knee, it is usually once a year.
Has the doctor given you clearance to be off work after February of 2002?
Correct. The doctor says it would be impossible for me to go back at this particular time.
Have you ever operated a motor vehicle since you have been off work?
No, I haven't. I can't drive anything at all.
So is it your testimony here today that you have not operated any type of motor vehicle since you have been off work?
That's right.
Do you own a motor vehicle at this time?
I currently do. I actually own 2 cars.
Whether or not you own them, my question is, have you driven either of those vehicles since February of 2002?
No, ma'am. My testimony is the same as before. I do not drive any cars at this time.
Do you have insurance for your cars, even though your testimony is that you don't drive them?
I currently do. I kept up the insurance payment on those so that my friends can borrow the cars from time to time. However, it is harder and harder to pay the insurance, and I may be behind a couple months at this particular time.
Are you aware that my client has hired a private investigator to follow you around these past few months?
No, I am not aware of being followed by anyone.
I will ask you this question again to make sure you understand it well. Is it your testimony that you do not drive any motor vehicles at this time?
Well, I might go driving a short period of time, only to go to the neighborhood store if I need something.
Are you aware that we have taken video of you over the last several months?
I believe you asked that previously, and I said no already.
Do you want to change any of the testimony you have given here today?
No.
Here is a photograph that was taken of you almost 1 month ago. Do you agree that's you?
No, I cannot identify whether that really is me.
Can you tell me why you were driving a car almost every day?
No, I won't say anything more to you until I get an attorney.